looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Welcome to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. Each show, we shine the spotlight on helpful techniques, mindsets, lifestyles, and inspiring stories to help you get through, not over, life's challenges. Today's show is something for absolutely everyone on this planet. It's about something we can all do at any time and for free. Smiling. Yep, I said smiling. Now, I bet you're thinking, how the heck are we going to do an entire hour show about smiling? I promise you we can, because I have two fabulous songwriters and two energizing songs that will absolutely get you smiling and change your entire mood. As for smiling, I know right now all of you can hear me smiling through the air. Smiling is something I do when I'm happy. I do it when I'm nervous. It's something I just do when I wake up. But I decided I want to look into smiling like deeper and broader. Like what made me want to do the show truly was this smiling thing that I seem to do a lot really does help me get through things. And right now, if you think about it, so many people are creating art about smiling. Look at the Mona Lisa and songs like It's a Smiling World, which you're going to hear today. Before I introduce our amazing guests, I have a little story to share with you that I just heard yesterday, and I thought it was a perfect addition to today's smiling topic. I was listening to Earl Nightingale lead the field, and he shared a story that he was reminded of, and now I'm going to share it with you. So I love this little story sharing. One day, a man was watching a professional football game on television. His five-year-old son kept bothering him, so he took a page of the Sunday newspaper with a full-page airline ad on it, showing a picture of the world, the planet Earth as seen from space. He tore the page up into about a dozen pieces, gave it to his son, and said, "Here, put this together with tape and show Daddy how smart you are." He went back to watching his football game. Within a surprisingly short amount of time, the youngster had the picture all put back together. It wasn't very neat, but it was a good job indeed for one so young. "Hey, that's amazing," the father said. "How did you put the world together so quickly?" And the little boy said, "There was a picture of a man on the other side. I just put the man together, and then the world was all together." The youngster was no doubt surprised by the big warm hug he got. "That's right, son. When the man is all together, his world is all together too." I felt this story was so fitting for today's topic and, of course, a song that we're going to play, It's a Smiling World, because I thought about what brings people together, what brings the people around the world together, and I believe that smiling can do just that. So I also believe that Carl Stedman and Eric Lambe feel that way too. Carl Stedman is a light worker. We love light workers. He's a songwriter, a performer, and he loves teaching children through martial arts and affirmation. Eric Lambe, a songwriter and musician and performer, who shines so brightly when he's entertaining face-to-face and creating experiences. So both are very good friends of mine, and I'm happy to introduce them both to you as we have an inspiring conversation on joy, happiness, peace, and unity. Welcome both Carl and Eric.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Carl. Hi, Lisa. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for sharing this one today. Carl, you are really, truly this amazing light worker. In fact, light worker was a term I'd heard of, but when we met years and years ago, you really lead. Oh, I was going to say lead the field. That's so funny because that was the story. But you do lead the field in light working. And then all of a sudden, you met Eric, and you guys wrote this amazing song called It's a Smiling World.
Yeah, it was actually such a pleasure. And Lisa, I just have to say one thing. You maybe see that in me because it's in you, and it's very nice of you to say, and so do you. And yes, it was such an incredible pleasure to meet Eric especially because what the music industry and what he's done in the past, which is he's very, very modest, but, you know, he did tour with Shania Twain. He's done incredible things. And I call Eric the Rocky of music because the challenges he's gone through and what he's accomplished. And it's such a delight, and it was such a pleasure and an honor to write the song with Eric.
Well,
thank you, Carl. That's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For sure.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, when I think of each of you and how you both have such a joy inside of you, and it is challenging. I mean, there's many challenges every day we face. And we're going to play the song after the break, so we just want to talk a little bit about it first, give a little bit of a lead way up to it. When you both got together, did you know, either one of you can take this, did you know that that was a song you were going to write about, A Smiling World, or how did it come about?
I'll start. Carl brought it to me. Carl actually brought the idea to me first, and I think you had a chorus done, I think you probably had the chorus. Something, that, at least the lyrics, and then he brought the idea to me. I think that's how it worked. I can't remember. Is that right, Carl? I think that's right.
Yeah. Well, what had happened was I had a friend, Beth McBlain, and she was part of a big concert that was going to take part in Colorado, and it was called A Smiling World. And so Beth asked me, could I write a song based on A Smiling World. So Eric and I had met, and, you know, of course, Eric is incredible with what he does. So I just started talking to you, Eric, about it, and I said, you know, maybe we could write this song, and that's basically how it come about. And I think we started writing it about probably 5 years ago, right? And then we finally got it together probably about a year ago.
Something like that, yeah. It has been a little while for that song. Maybe not that long, but you never know this bit how things can take time, right? So.
But I think the time that we're in now, it's just perfect timing for that for this song, right? You know, with some of the things that are happening in the world, and I think the world is ready for a huge smile, and I think that's why the song is so powerful.
Absolutely. And a smile, if I may just interject, just 1 second, Lisa. You know, I was thinking the other day, you know, a smile is the freest gift you can give.
Aww.
And then if somebody rejects it, you get it back. And it's a good thing. It's not like a gift that you don't want back. And you can re-gift it. So there you go. You know, that's the way I kind of look at it.
You know what? And you can carry it around with you, too. You don't have to find a proper wrapping for it. Hey, you don't have to go buy that fancy gift bag.
Yeah, you can wear it on your sleeve.
I was going to say, Carl, when you that event that was going on, the Smiling World actual event in Colorado, was that for people around the world to come together to do that? Like, did you?
Yes, it was, Lisa. It didn't actually happen in the end. The event didn't happen. But it was to bring people together, you know, and understand basically that we're one, and let's cooperation in every nation, so to speak, like the lines in the song that we wrote. And yeah, that's what it was all about. But the event didn't happen. But what did happen was Eric and I done the song.
Right? Yes, exactly.
Oh, the event didn't happen. I didn't know that, actually. Well, that's great.
Yeah,
the song came up with something like that.
Sometimes we never know what is going to be the seed of a greater, like the seed itself is wonderful, but the tree, we never know. And that's exactly too, with a smile, it is contagious in a good way.
Absolutely.
You know? Yes. And what did you say earlier? You had a question about smiling and frowning. What was that?
Well, the question I had was, I think this is true, that it takes more muscles to actually frown than it does to smile. So there you go. You think of that too. You know. So.
Yeah, and the amazing thing about the smile too, Lisa, is when we smile, it strengthens our immune system. It strengthens the person that we're smiling to. It strengthens their immune system, and also a third party witness to that act. It strengthens their immune system as well. So it's a win-win-win situation.
Yes,
absolutely. It's infectious as well as contagious.
I know all these three words. And then we're talking about the immune system. I love that. And, you know, often a lot of people have asked, what if we don't feel like smiling? There's nothing to smile about. Maybe we're really upset about something. Maybe we're in the middle of some crying. Maybe we're sick. Maybe we're in pain. But you know what? I've just recently done this too. It's like when you're not feeling the best. I had a little incident this week where my cat brought home a little bird and it didn't do so well. But you know what? I smiled through it. Eventually, by the way, I like to share with everybody, the bird was happy, healthy, and flew away. But you know what?
Oh, that's great.
Yes, I was. You know what, Sunny? Of course, it's not a time you would think you'd want to smile. But as you just said, Carl, it does raise our own immune system and just shares. And we don't know the power. I would like everybody to try it. Try to smile when you really don't feel like it, or just thinking you're just in the kitchen and you're cutting up your vegetables, getting ready to cook, and you're not thinking about smiling. But smile. Smile at the fact that you have food that you could cook. If one of you could share, either one, share the lyrics of the song, because when we do come back after commercial, I want everybody to kind of, when they hear the song, they go, oh, yeah, I heard that song. So who wants to take the tell us the lyrics of it?
Well, I sort of been really close to it the last week. I could easily
don't
tell you.
Go on, Maddox. Go on, Maddox. You go, man.
You want me to do it? Okay. I'll take the lead on this one. By the way, and I wanted to add this, when I was taking opera lessons, they said if you smile when you sing, it's something to do with the bones in your face. It's the proper way to sing. So you might want to think of that, too. It helps you.
That's right, Eric. Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, it's something to do with the bones in your face or a line, something. I'm not sure the exact. I have to go back to my old opera teacher and find out.
Yeah.
Now, the lyrics, first verse would be, come on, everybody. I'm calling old and young. Winds of change are blowing. Time to get things done. Flip it around, turn it upside down. The frown is on the run. That was the chorus. A smiling world for you and me. Hand in hand in harmony. Cooperation, every nation around the world. It's a smiling world. Does it make you feel like smiling right now?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the second verse.
We're going to have a pause on the second verse. After commercial break, through the lyrics, and in we go.
Okay.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
No, actually, everyone, just before we hear the lyrics and then the song, I of course, you know, Eric, I had to go look that up. So what I found was smiling causes cheekbones to rise, which is good for singing. When you smile spontaneously, your cheeks go up and the corners of your lips lift and stretch vertically. When the cheeks rise, it creates a bigger space within the mouth that helps your singing voice resonate. Oh, I love the word resonate right now.
So, wow, that's pretty good. You look that up.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, That's why I like doing this. No, but, and also, of course, the word resonates is beautiful. So let's hear the rest of those lyrics, because I think everybody's excited to hear the song, too.
Sure. Okay. The where were we? The second verse. I got to think what they are again.
We can run up from the top and kind of go through the loop.
Shout it from the rooftops. Run it through the Shout it from the rooftops. Run it through the streets. Come up for the rising. A chance to get some peace.
Aww.
Y'all sing along, united in this song. Now you've got the key. See the song to the key?
I love that.
And then a smiling world for you and me. Hand in harmony, cooperation, every nation around the world. It's a smiling world. And then it does that a couple times for the end.
Aww. All right. Well, how about we hear the song? We're going to play it, and then I'm going to ask you each what your favorite line is of the song, and we're going to dissect this smiling song. All right, everybody, it's a smiling world.
Come on, everybody. I'm calling old and young. Winds of change, they be blowing. To get things done, flip it around, we'll turn it upside down. The frown is on the run, a smiling world for you and me. Hand in hand in harmony, cooperation, every nation around the world. It's a smiling world. Come on, shout. From the rooftops, run it through the streets. Come up for the rising, a chance to get some peace. You all sing along, united in the song. Now you've got the key, a smiling world for you and me. Sing along, united in the song. Now you've got the key. A smiling world for you and me. A smiling world for you and me. It's a smiling world for you and me. A smiling world for you and me. It's a smiling world for you and me. Hand in hand. Around the world, in a smiling world for you and me, hand in harmony, cooperation, every nation around the world, in a smiling world. Yes, it's a smiling world.
Come on, everybody's hips are moving and they're smiling, aren't they?
Awesome. Great job, Adam.
Well, Carl, thank you both for writing that so much. That song's going to go out into the world forever and ever. My favorite word in there is cooperation, because I do believe that we're really needing that. And I think in order to connect with somebody to want to be able to cooperate, a smile is a great start. Carl, what's your really biggest takeaway from that song when you listen to it?
Yeah, I was going to say the same, cooperation in every nation and hand in harmony, you know, because we are. The story you shared before, Lisa, about Earl Nightingale and the little boy put the page together. And isn't that the truth? You know, I mean, Gandhi said, you be the change in the world. And we've got to change ourselves. You know, we bring the peace into our lives and the world will change, right? So, and I think there's a lot of separatism on the planet, you know, and I think if we can just get together and know we're all as one. And yeah, so mine is hand in harmony, cooperation, every nation.
Eric, I'm going to come to you about your question. I want to ask Carl just really quickly. When you, because you're talking about be the change and you start, it starts with you and, you know, you be that change that you do want to see. When you're working with the kids,
yes.
They're so new and fresh, but they have everything they need inside of them. And then, you know, how,
yes.
when they're standing in front of you and you have this great opportunity to connect with them and really empower them, how do you let them know? What is it you tell them or share with them to let them know that they do have that power, that they can be the change, they should be the change to start?
Yeah. Yeah, well, what I do, because I teach in the Montessori schools as well, I teach sports, and I, as you know, I teach martial arts, I teach karate, but my basic message to the children is the champion is inside of you, you know, so it doesn't matter what religion you're from, because religions all point to the same thing. There's a source, there's a divine essence inside of you, and I call it the champion, so it makes it simple for the kids. And to bring that champion outside, you know, and then I'll ask them, you know, how do you bring it out? And that, of course, I speak to them all the time about, like, smiling. You bring the champion out by smiling and by compassion and caring and sharing. So that's the main message I give to the kids, is bring the champion outside from within, you know.
Right. And if I was to ask you, because I'd love to hear this, what would be, can you, in your own words, for you, define a champion?
Yeah.
How would you look and lead one's life if you were a champion? Well, because we all are.
I think basically that everything is energy, right, as we know, love being the highest and fear being the lowest. And there was a great book out called Power versus Force where they literally read the frequencies. And I think courage is very high up there. And so sometimes it takes great courage to... Because we're in a paradigm shift right now. And that shift is we're starting to truly understand the essence of who we are, right? And because I would say that it's still the minority on the planet that truly understand the essence and this shift is happening. And because of the planet, because it's such a big shift, it takes courage to go out and say, this is the way it is, and this is what we can all be part of, because that's where we're going anyway. So I'd say courage, really, to speak your truth through love. Yeah.
You know, the smile is the armor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
You know,
the smile is the armor.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I hear part two. Just, I was going to say, I can hear another song coming on. It's going to be Smiling as the Armor. So, Eric, when you were writing that and just hearing the lyrics when you're saying them, what part of the song do you think would mean, you know, something to you personally that makes you, really uplifts you or says something, touches you about that song?
Well, I mean, I like, it's kind of a, for me, be a biased question because we wrote the lyrics. And we kind of really... We actually took a long time getting those lyrics. I remember, if you remember, Carl, we've gone around a few times and wanted to make it really, you know, every lyric meaning something, you know, having a powerful meaning to it.
Yeah.
Even in a simple math. I mean, I like the flip it around, turn it upside down, the frown is on the run kind of thing. The one I like, though, is, you know, I think, you know, was we were sitting there, kind of a synopsis of the song in the end of the last verse, the second verse was, you know, we all sing along united in this song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like what Carl had just said about cooperation and the thing with music, it transcends politics, it transcends religions. It can make you forget so many things, especially when you see a whole lot of people somewhere, be at a concert, all swaying and singing together.
Yes.
And that kind of thing. And that creates powerful, powerful, powerful energy. And sometimes it's easier to be a follower than a leader. So maybe it's like the poem, is it Robert Burns or Frost? Who's the, who wrote the Road Less Traveled?
Robert Frost, I think, yes.
Robert Frost, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
Don't quote me on it either.
If anybody wants to write it, at least and correct
me.
It's a great poem, though, because I think as leaders, you take a road less traveled a lot of times.
And that's courage.
It does, and I think it's something. What was that saying you said, Carl, with a cause?
With Gandhi, to be the change you want to see.
No, he said something to me the other day.
Yeah, what happens sometimes is that when you when you're out there, and I am out there, I do post a lot of things because I truly do want to bring the world into love and peace. And because I truly know my own essence, which is divine, which is everyone else's, I sort of want to help people understand. And we have such great people out there now, like Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden and Joe Dispenza, who are scientifically proven what, like, Jesus and Buddha and what so many great masters have been telling us. We now have the signs. So I'm out there doing that. But sometimes when you put yourself out there, there's a grievance looking for a cause, because there are certain people out there and they're out there to be against something, you know. And so when you're out there, mm-hmm. you can be the grievance looking for the cause will find you, you know.
Yeah. Carl. And
is that the one
I wanted to highlight something right there, because we're going to go to commercial in just a few seconds here, but I want to really highlight that unity, it's very important what we all decide and choose to unite on. If everybody's listening, if you've united on something that's harmful or combative or it doesn't make you feel good, you know, there are definitely leaders out there that, you know, are not the best to follow, because it's not highlighting and honoring the essence that is the divinity in us. And I think that I love that you say that, because unity really truly means, meaning choose carefully from your heart who you'd like to unite with. Make sure it's uplifting. Make sure it brings a smile to the face. And with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Well said.
Yeah. Wow. Well said. You guys bring that in.
Like you've done this before. Yeah, very well said. I really agree with that.
Well, we are going to go to commercial, but when we come back, more music, more fun, more smiling.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this, she even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Oh, I love these commercials. This commercial, the Ascending Hearts caught me, because it literally said about trying to find people with a purpose. Like, this is a thing with a purpose. And speaking of purpose, I have something really neat to share with all the listeners here about both Carl and Eric. Eric, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I didn't know you were going to say that. So,
all right.
Carl actually works with children, really loves inspiring them and motivating and teaching them and being there. And Eric, you don't know, I have a clue, on the other end of the spectrum, Eric actually goes into senior citizens, the homes that they're all in, and really plays the piano for them and sings for them. And really, you know, as you said, it unites them, brings them back to life. What if they didn't have life, or they really look forward. So we've got young and old. It doesn't matter what age, you both do it so equally. And I just thought of that right now as we're doing that. We're going to play one of Carl's songs, actually. Carl, you have an album you just released. It's for children, and we are going to play a track.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the album and that purpose of it? Then we'll listen to the song, and we'll have a good little chat there.
Yeah, it's an album that I done with a friend of mine, Peter Nelson, who's a very incredible composer, and it's called The Greatest Me. And it's done with the frequency of 432, and each song is basically an album, an affirmation. And so as children sing the song or listen to that song, it's going deep into the subconscious mind, and we understand that it's the subconscious mind that's creating our reality. And children from the age, when they're in the womb till the age of 7, they download, because they're at a certain brainwave frequency, that they're downloading everything till that age, you know. So it's vitally important that children get these messages at that age, you know. And so it's a fabulous album, and we love every child to have this album, you know, of course. And we're very excited about it. It's called The Greatest Me.
We're going to share some ways that people can get that album at the end of the show here. And I love what you just said, from when they're in the womb, which they can smile in the womb, up until 7, they've gone a very, we can access and we can program them. This is where programming is occurring. And on the other end, please, everybody, if you have elders in your life or around you, or you don't even just want to connect with somebody, they are living, they're alive, the brain can feel it, their bodies, you know, Eric, when he has played at the seniors' homes, you know, maybe they haven't spoken for years, but you know what, you'll see a finger tapping. It's the most beautiful, it's as exciting to me when I see a finger tapping to music, who, you know, we didn't have communication before, as when those people who love babies, I'm not one of them, but when we see them smile. But, you know, it's so beautiful. So when you hear this song, we're going to play I Am That I Am. Is that correct, Carl? I Am That I Am?
That's the one. Yes, that's right, Lisa.
All right, let's hear that, and we're going to talk about it after. I Am That I Am.
Hello, kids. It's time to start. Bend your knees and get your feet wide apart. Bobbing up and down. With your hands in the air, 'cause it's time to laugh and smile and sing without a single care.
I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, I'm amazing. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, I'm amazing. I have magic, I sing it every day. I will share it and show you how to play. Get happy and it will keep you strong. You be my guest now and you can sing along. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, I'm amazing. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, I'm amazing. I sing it in the garden, I sing it in my room, I sing it in the schoolyard, I sing it on the moon. I sing it in my mind with a smile upon my face. Every time I sing it, the world's a better place. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, I'm amazing. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, I'm amazing. Now you know it, you can do it too. In the playground or even at the zoo. Because the monkeys and the kangaroos know it's amazing and it's good for you. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, I'm amazing. I am that I am, I
amazing. I am that I am, I am that I am. I am that I am, I'm amazing. I am that I am, I am that I am. I am that I am, I'm amazing.
Another one I'm dancing to. Carl, you're amazing.
So are you, Lisa. And so are you, Eric.
So are you, Eric. I feel like it's a gift and I love it so much. And it's funny, I have these two kitty cats that are at the door, and I regularly tell them that they are amazing, that they are perfect, even after I have to, if they've done something wrong, I kind of do my fake yell at them, and then I go, but you're perfect, and you're amazing. So,
that's
did this
lovely.
Song come from? We love the I am statement. I mean, that's a very powerful. Share with us about the I am statement for you and why. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a download for me, Lisa, you know, because, of course, I know how powerful the I am is. And I think probably a lot of people who are listening to this interview understand that whatever comes after the I am, that, you know, you're proclaiming that. That's what becomes. And we all have self-talk, you know, we call it monkey mind. And if you're going to be talking to yourself, talk positively to yourself. And so, hopefully, you know, we all, when we hear a song, you find yourself singing that song during the day, right? So, you know what I mean? You don't even realize it. Oh, I'm humming that song, right? So why not be humming a song with words that are powerful? So that's why I really have done that for the kids.
Yeah.
And for the adults as well, not just kids. You know?
No. Hey, I love it. I actually did the same thing. I put my feet apart. I bent my knees. I put my hands up. I actually followed your dress.
Yeah.
Eric, did you end up doing it too?
I was wandering around and bouncing. Sure.
Thank God. Well, a question for you, Eric. Sharing with the listeners, Eric is completely blind, and you are amazing, and you go out every weekend and more, because you're always playing. You're always playing to the crowds. You're always playing to the people. And I am gonna throw this question out at you. You can't see when people are smiling, but there is a vibe. Is there not a vibration that you feel when people are feeling, I am powerful, I'm happy, I feel amazing, or when they're feeling, I am just so upset and grumpy, and I just come in here to make myself feel better? Like, how do you feel the vibration of people when they're smiling stuff?
Excuse me. You can definitely feel it in the room when it's either a grumpy audience or an audience that is happy. I find that if I'm giving a smile, that, you know, once again, being contagious and infectious, that it can help people. People will even comment on your smile, you know, that kind of thing. Because who wants to really see a performer frowning, you know?
Right.
Or for that matter, anybody. But, I do find, and there is a certain feel in the room that you can tell that people are happy and into it. And once again, music making them happy and hopefully making them forget about their day at the time and living in the now, which is right now, and being happy.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, one of the biggest industries right now is really making a lot of money off smiling. And I'm going to bring it up. Is it called cosmetic dentistry? I believe that's the word. Cosmetic dentistry, because we want to have, you know, those teeth, because you're showing your pearly whites here. But everybody does see now that it's not so free then anymore when you have to do that. But everybody, doesn't matter. Sometimes the best smiles come from the oddest shaped teeth, the weirdest colors of teeth, the biggest, you know, all those.
Crooked
little smile. Exactly.
You know, that's
the
truth. That's the truth.
It is. And so, Carl, before we had this call, you and I just touched base, and we were talking about maybe the reason other people are not smiling or they need to smile is really has more of a fear-based behind it. And I was going to ask you this specifically. I was driving and I was at a stoplight, and so you're there for quite a while. And I was looking around and I saw this. I'm going to give him a late teenager kind of age. And as he crossed the street, he was just looking down there. His face, his whole face was just like way to the ground. And I felt sad for him. And I wondered, is there something he's afraid of? Is there something he's upset about? It's like all those things. So when we talked about fear being something, share with me and us and everybody what you think about. What are we so afraid of and what do we need to have help for?
Yeah, I've been sharing for years, Lisa, since I would say had a huge shift in consciousness. The media is putting out so much fear-based things continually, and we know that everything is energy, you know. So I've been telling my friends and family for many years now, don't listen to the news, you know, because they don't. It's nearly all fear-driven news that they put out there, and there's so many, many more incredible things happening that outweighs the bad news by far. But that they don't put that on, you know. So most people are believing that the world is a very scary place and they're contracted, you know. And I just, that simple thing is, don't watch the news, don't listen to the radio with the bad news, because most people's average day is to get up, they drive to work, they put the radio on, there's the bad news, and then they get into work, you hear news, they come home, last thing at night, they listen to the news. So don't listen to the news. That's what I say.
You know, I was going to share, so I'm a nutritionist, and for my number one request for most people when I put out the survey, what is it you want to improve in your life? You know, because usually I think, oh, people will say, I want to lose weight. You know, I want to, but you know what? The number one thing has been, I want more energy. I'm drained all the time. I need more energy. And they're thinking that they're going to take some kind of pill or drink some kind of drink. But truly, I can say this, this is so beyond true. When you are in fear-based, or when there's so much negative harshness around and there's no unity and you're all alone and you're separate, that is the most drain on your energy system. Like, it's so draining that at the end of the day, if you're not so tired just from being all alone and scared, that when Eric, when people do come out to see you, you know what, I truly believe it's because they're so drained. They just need to hear that music come out, that song, that singing, because they are energized by that, because they are uniting with the entertainer. They are uniting with the song when they listen to it. What do you think about
Definitely.
That, Eric? Watch people's moods change when he comes. Yeah, share that on your on
definitely
your
and song, as you know, can mean a lot to you know, whatever situation the person first heard that song in, and it can bring you back to that situation that you were in. Let's say, you know, it's a wedding song, or it was a song that meant a lot to you anyway, and so that can really affect your mood. Just happy songs can affect your mood. I just wanted to just add to what Carl had said about the news.
Oh,
the other thing that I,
Eric, if we do have to go to commercial, I want you to hold that thought, because we're right at that mark. That time, we're going to share that story as soon as we're back.
Okay.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right. See, I was held in suspense for the whole commercial break to find out that story, Eric. What was that story?
Sorry, I had the phone on mute. I had to get
there
back
you go.
To you.
I do.
It caught me off guard there a little bit.
No problem.
So, just what I was going to say was sometimes those, and please, I guess maybe listen, I'm not. I guess I'm not putting down talk radio, but maybe I am. Yeah, sometimes you have those shows where they just ask these confrontational questions.
Mm.
And people listen to those confrontational shows on the way in or in traffic in the morning. I mean, it just sets you up for, I think, for a really terrible day.
Yeah, they're uniting on negative.
Yeah, because you can take any subject and just play devil's advocate. I mean, anybody, you can talk, just try it a couple times and just take the other side. Sky's blue. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not.
Yeah.
But then they get into heavier things. And things that I've listened to written with a couple of people who listen to it. The problem is a lot of times the subject matters, nothing that would pertain to you at all. Yet it gets you in this confrontational mood spot, carries with you possibly through the day, and now you're possibly treating other people badly because of it. So I would say avoid those things too.
Very well said, because we talked about how smile is contagious and infectious, and we have to unite on the things that we choose. I think you just wrapped it up. That's the devil's advocate. You could certainly be contagious and infectious on negativity, and it sets you up and it drains you. And you know what, Carl, when you're teaching these kids those things, you're the recipient of the unity as well, because you get to lead and feel really good about what you're doing with those kids.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And you know, the funny thing is, our state of consciousness inside, sometimes the world outside mirrors that, you know. And I've noticed that with my classes. I mean, most of the time I'm really quite happy and easy going and that. But now and again, I'll come in and I'll teach a class. And sometimes, like, I have 30 kids in my class from the ages of 5 up to, like, the kids' classes up to about 12, from 5 to 12. And I've noticed if I'm not in a great mood, and it's usually in hindsight, after my class, you know, the class is not behaving too good and they're a bit like they're not focused. And I'm like, oh, interesting, you know, because I wasn't as focused or light as I usually am. So I think sometimes then our state of consciousness, it gets mirrored out into the world, you know. So when we're feeling great and we're happy, and as Eric said, we're not listening to them type of shows, we're out there, we seem to meet happy people when we're feeling like that, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I've been doing. When you walk into a meeting or walk into, sorry to interrupt, was if you walk into meeting or if you're in anything as an adult, you can, you know, it, once again, if you're in a great mood, it makes everybody else in a great mood, that kind of thing. And I just made something up I got to share with you really quickly.
Oh, share. Yes.
A journey of 1,000 smiles begins with just one.
Oh, I love that.
Sorry, this was my creativity coming out.
It's a song, then, Eric. It's another song.
Oh, all right. I feel another writing session is going to be booked by the end of the show.
Exactly.
I have a really great little story to share to really prove that we are uniting not all nations, but all and not all cultures, but all species. Because here's my little story for the. I started off with a story. Now I have to end it with a story. I have these two Bengal cats, and I'm a little bit, I'm going to say energetic. I don't want to say hyper. Some might say that, but energetic. And sometimes I myself get so excited and worked up. I can't even catch my own breath. Like, I'm literally just sitting here, but I could, you know, I get, all the energy is so much. Well, anyways, I had, for all my time with the cats, really believed that, oh my gosh, these cats are so much work, there's so much to handle, which they are. The Bengal species breed is very, very tricky. However, not all of them are. And so anyways, I had I needed some pet sitters, and this lovely elderly couple, no, they weren't so super elderly, but they were mid-late 70s, and I thought, oh boy, these cats are going to be bored. They're not going to play with them and run around, and how are they going to handle this? Well, anyways, I did have them come. They stayed for 2 nights with these kitties, and when I came back, I was, you know, a little panicked, like, oh my gosh, are they okay? Are they in a coma? Are they sleeping? And when I did come back, this husband and wife team, they said to me, Lisa, it's when you're hyper, it's when you're energetic, it's when you're bouncing around from room to room, they can't settle either. And because they said, no, they slept a lot, and they did their thing, and when they wanted to play, they let us know. And I was just almost floored by this, thinking, no, it can't be me. I'm not making them crazy. But, and Carl, what you were saying, we, like, it extends to not just, like, we are creating the world in our direct, like, proximity to us, those around us. Like, maybe, hey, maybe that's why I can grow sprouts really quickly, because they just shoot right up and I can see just everything behind me.
Taking on your energy.
That's right. But, so just everybody, if you want to have a peek and see what state you're in, what are you saying I am to? Are you saying I am amazing? Mm-hmm. Are you saying I'm stupid? Or are you saying I'm ready for battle? I am ready to unite. And what are, think about, what are you uniting on? And I want to have a time for a closing comment from both Carl and Eric here. And then if you could each share too, we do, we have quite a few minutes, but I don't want to run out of time where they don't know how to get a hold of you or in touch with you or view your stuff. So Carl, do you want to share a little bit of thought about uniting and smiling and vibration?
Yeah, I love what Mother Teresa said many, many years ago, that she'd never go to an anti-war demonstration because you're bringing energy to war. She would go to a peace conference, you know, to a peace war. And I think that is so important, because quantum physics has proven that everything is connected, you know, and where you put your energy towards, like, what you resist persists. So be for something, be for something that, for peace, be for love, you know. And I think that's where we're going, you know, as a mass consciousness. The more we do that, and not for, and that's again why we shouldn't focus on the news and the because the media, what they do anyway, it's not always the truth. We know that, you know, and we'll get. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, be for something.
Not against that.
Not against.
They might be, yeah, people are more familiar with, what are you against? No, don't be against. Don't fight breast cancer. Don't fight these things.
Yes.
Be for health.
Yes.
Be for, you know, the getting together and support. Oh, and cooperation. Be for cooperation.
In every nation.
Around the world.
Now, Carl, how can somebody get a hold of you? How can they read about someone? Because you've been able. You know what? Who was that that posted, shared your post the other? Was it? It wasn't Greg Braden. It was Bruce Lipton. Who was that?
Bruce Lipton. Yes. Yeah, about a year ago. That was my claim to fame. Yeah, because I'm a huge fan of Bruce Lipton and the wisdom that he's been putting out in the world, and such a humble, beautiful man, if you go and check his workout. So you can get in contact with me at my website, which is carlstedmond.ca. That's carlstedmond.ca. And also, if you Google my name, you can get a lot of things up on YouTube and things like that.
I love that. And Eric, a few last comment, yes, a comment or statement, and how can we hear more of your, well, Eric actually is the one who wrote that fun ragtime kind of music for the show, so I wanted to share that as well, because I just can't stop dancing and bouncing around to that one. But share with us a little thoughts about beautifulness and happiness and smiling, and how people can get a hold of you, because you do house concerts and you travel, so you never know where you will show up.
Absolutely. I have a piano, I will travel. As long as I can get there, I have no problem doing
that. But you know, you prefer not to work for smiles, but, you know, smiles are good.
Yeah. No. A smile will go so far in that instance, I guess. But a smile, I believe, you know, I mean, unless it's a painting or you're seeing it on television, it's really something that's in the now. Mm-hmm. And if you learn to live in the now with a smile, and the now is not just today. A now is like now. Like I just talked about now, that's already in the past. Now is now. So here's a smile right now. Mm-hmm. And live in that way, even if you don't feel the best. You know what? A smile can do so much for so many people. It might sound a little bit, I don't know what word is.
Simple, easy or simple.
Simple, but, you know, maybe a little Mr. Rogers-ish. People remember that. But you know what it really does? I mean, you know, it's just back to basics, you know. And let music and this kind of thing transcend all things, get past so many things. And like Carl said, I mean, I'm not going to down the media so much, but it can be really bad. You know, get away from the news, get away from these confrontational shows. And they're on TV as well. I mean, it's just, it makes oh, sometimes when I see it, it just makes people look so bad. And I don't know how they put themselves in that situation. And then these people are getting wealthy off of this stuff. It's just, I don't get it. But,
this
you know,
is Erica
with every good, with every bad, there's got to be good. With every light, there's got to be dark.
And Kentron said it, and what you're saying was when we make someone else look bad or we gossip about them, do you know what? That's right there. It's separation, and it's not cooperation, and we're judging, and we're putting that thing there. So when you do any kind of music, I love that when you get in front of people, it's all about the experience that you really try to uplift them and just give them that time. Yeah. So how can somebody get a hold of you and track you down?
One quick thing. You mentioned about senior citizens, and I've been in there. And as a blind person, I have a friend who takes me there. And they say the way they light up when I play, and not tooting the horn, but I am playing a lot of the music, but they're like doing some, you know, either ragtime or more, you know, boogie woogie piano. You should see their faces light up, and they're so happy. And they come and talk to me, and I just, and then if I play, and they say it's more Alzheimer's, like one place I play is very dementia. You know what? It's amazing how many people kind of get out of it. They get out of their noises and this kind of thing that's happening. And they pay attention. It's like bringing them back. It's really interesting how that works, I got to say. It's been uplifting. When I played the first one, really changed my life that way. Because I'm used to playing bars and things. And yeah, some people like it. Don't get me wrong. But I'll say those. I don't know if this is because you're playing to some people that will be forgotten. I don't know.
Well, we're going to wrap up. But being of service.
EricLandier.com. Sorry.
EricLandier.com will post it. But everybody, being of service is one of the top ways to put a smile on everyone's face. Thank you for listening to today's show. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Carl. Check us out on
Lisa.
Light
Thanks,
on
Lisa.
Living.
Thanks, Evan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Light on Living. Love it.
Bye-bye.
Love and peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.